Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian, Emily Winter. And if you're listening to this in April 2023, I've got one big thing on my mind, and that is One-Liner Madness. It is a live comedy show at an amazing outdoor venue in Los Angeles called Little Secret. And we are on Saturday, May 6th, 2 days before my birthday. I want to throw it around my birthday because it's just my favorite thing in the world. We are throwing One-Liner Madness to raise money for the Pity Committee Animal Rescue. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm at Emily MC Winter. The link is in my bio to get tickets. They're $15. All proceeds goes to the charity. Let's Save a Bunch of Dogs. The show is my favorite thing in the whole world to throw. It is 64 comedians going head-to-head in a single elimination March Madness-style joke tournament. I am so excited. This is the first time we've thrown it in LA. So if you're anywhere nearby, please grab a ticket. And if you are on the other side of the country, I'm going to Pittsburgh with the show on June 24th. And one cool thing is that today's guest, Jason Rogers, will be competing in One-Liner Madness on May 6th. So what a great guest to have today, because One-Liner Madness is on my brain, and now I hope it's on your brain too. I'm going to put a ticket link in the show notes. But yeah, just get one, because I'm going crazy. You got to do it. You got to get like 10, bring all your friends. Okay, bye. Today on the podcast, I'm really excited to have comedian Jason Rogers. Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for doing the pod. I'm so excited to hear your stories. And you're here in LA, where I am also, right? Is that, you're in LA, yes? Okay.
I am, yep.
Yeah. So are your ghost stories, do they all take place in LA?
No, they're actually, I grew up in New Hampshire.
Cool.
And my parents are originally from North Shore, Boston, little sleepy beach town called Ipswich, Mass. And so I think the bulk of my stories are all there. Yeah, New England. So old, old town.
Super old England stuff. Well, take it away. Whatever one you want to start with.
Well, let's start with this one's more with my friend. And this was in a town, it's called Dunbarton, New Hampshire. So an old, it's town that was probably established in the 1700s, and he lived with his family. His name's Scott, and they lived in this old colonial house in Dunbarton. And I don't know, somehow we got on ghost stories and whatnot, and they were talking about how when they lived in this house, it was definitely haunted. They would watch TV and whatnot, and suddenly their pictures on top of the TV would just fall over. And not just one, but like a couple. Yeah. And this would happen, I guess, quite a bit, just weird things like moving around, falling, doors opening. One day the mother's vacuuming and the vacuum cord just comes right out of the wall.
Oh, that's a terrifying one.
Yeah. And so they're just like, whoa, and then they ended up eventually moving from that house. And as they were leaving, backing out of the driveway, it was a two-level house. They're looking up in the window, and there's a woman in there just waving goodbye. Yeah.
Did they leave because the house was haunted?
This was so long. This was, I was in junior high, I think. And so I don't know if that was the main reason, but it sounded like it was probably definitely a reason.
A contributing factor for sure.
Yes.
That is, oh my God, so terrifying. So all these things that they've been experiencing for all the years were just absolutely confirmed by a woman waving goodbye. Amazing.
And then I have a couple personal ones. So let me think time-wise from the timeline. I'll start, I guess, with my grandmother. So grandmother's house. So kind of it was a dysfunctional home, but my grandmother and grandfather, so my mother's side, my grandmother's Russian, my grandfather's Polish. I'm adopted. So if you're wondering what, you don't look Russian and Polish. So they were, that's my mother's parents. my grandmother got pregnant, and basically they stayed together because of the pregnancy, right?
Okay.
So they had my mother, but they should never stay together. They ended up splitting and getting a divorce, and my grandmother kept the house that they lived in. Again, an old schoolhouse in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Another
Ipswich, this is such a funny
Ipswich.
name.
Yeah. That house kind of looks like the Amityville Horror House.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh, I can
Yeah.
picture it. Okay.
So, she lived there. So afterwards, as far as I can remember, when I was real small, them together real briefly, then her just living there by herself. And she was, I wouldn't say she wasn't really mentally ill, but she had, rough life, Russian immigrants, working hard, kind of probably, some sort of maybe mental illness in the family. I used to hear stories, stuff going on. And so she always, after they split up, her and my grandfather, I would always hear stories. She'd always have stories. Oh, so let me back. She would come and visit us and pick us up. And, she made money because of investments and whatnot. But she always had this attachment to material things. So she would come and her car would just be full in the back seat of like bags of clothes and stuff, and barely any room in the front. But then she'd pick us up, me and my sisters, or my younger sister and me, and take us wherever. But she'd have to make room, and it would just be this like
So much
clutter. And
stuff.
her house was like that too. Not really hoarding, but just a lot of stuff
Okay.
that
Yep.
she.
A cluttered house.
Yeah,
Totally get it. Yeah.
clutter.
And I kind of feel like a lot of people, I don't know, this is me just being like pop psychologist here, that like didn't grow up with much, really
Yeah.
like their stuff. Yeah.
And she was like, I mean, and she did, she worked hard, she like worked in factories to get money, and then she invested in stocks and stuff, and she ended up getting money. This is a beautiful house, and she had a really lot of pride, which get really nice like windows and furniture and stuff, and always have a new car. But it was, as you could see, it just meant so much for her. She was up there at like 62 years old, painting the house herself. It was
Oh, wow.
two, three level house. Yeah. She actually fell off, I think, at one point, broke her hip,
Oh,
but she should have
gosh.
been up there.
Oh, no. And
But
62 years old a generation ago was much older than what I think of as 62 now. Yeah.
So, she never dated after my grandfather, never remarried. And then she always had this like this just I don't even want to say it, a story, or just she had this idea that my father's mistress or girlfriend, and she called her Yudi, which I guess means mistress or something in Russian, would break into her house, steal her clothes, shoes, wear them, stretch them out. The shoes, the like, grippy clothes, and then put them back in the house. So she would have locks.
Oh no.
I know. She would have locks on everything.
Oh
And
my
she would
God.
have like, and then locks inside in the bedroom, right? In between the different bedrooms. And then she would have locks. Basically, she had these this closet where the kind of doors fanned open and closed, and she like literally broke pieces of the door to put a chain around it to lock it with a padlock.
That's kind of
So,
terrifying. I would be really freaked out to be in a home that was just every door had like crazy locks on it.
it's just like, okay, that's all right, Grant, we get it. Yeah. But and we knew, obviously, my grandfather, no, his girlfriend, which we knew, when we go visit, didn't do that, right? So it's kind of this, illness or mentality that my grandmother had. So jump forward. She passes away. My mother inherits the house, and it's a big house. It has two, it's the main house on the bottom, and there's an apartment upstairs. So she rents it out. One day I'm home from the summer. I'm visiting. I think I'd moved out to California by then. And my mother, gives me this letter from the tenant that lives upstairs. And I start reading it, and it says, "Joan, that's my mother. Hey, I really like the apartment and everything." And the person goes, "I have to ask you though, did anyone die here?" And I was like, "Yeah, because the tenant says, because I feel there's an entity here. It's not like mean or scary or anything. It just moves my clothes around and locks the doors on me.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. So, holy cow. All right. So, are you guys thinking at this point that this entity is grandma or is it
Or was there something there this whole
this
time,
whole
you
time
know?
that, like, basically,
That
Yudi is just a placeholder for whatever spirit was actually doing that?
right. See, I'm even getting goosebumps now
Oh,
talking
me too.
about this
I
one.
have chills. Oh, I love it.
So, jump forward a little bit now, you know, because my mother owns the house. So one summer, my youngest sister's boyfriend and his friend go down to paint it because it's a wood exterior. So the boyfriend's friend is up on the ladder, up high, you know, on the second floor, painting by a window, and he looks in, and there's a mirror on the wall, and there's no one living here now at this time, and he sees a reflection of a woman in the mirror,
Oh
and
my God.
he goes, "Hey, Gil, I thought there wasn't anyone, you know, here living in this apartment." He's like, "No, there isn't." He goes, "I just saw a woman in the mirror." So they drive back up to New Hampshire, right? And my sister shows a picture of my grandmother, and the boyfriend's friend's like, "Yeah, that was her in the mirror." And this is 2 years later, I think, after she had passed away.
Oh my gosh, I just got chills again.
So
So it's like, do we think that she, yeah, what do you think now? Do you think that it was not happening and then it was happening because it was her? Or, like, yeah.
I my My dad's theory is if people have troubled lives here, it's hard to leave, you know? And she was so attached to the house and everything, she may just, you know, be there, maybe in bondage or, you know, just can't leave. So I
So, do
hope
you
not. That's
believe
kind of
that
sad.
it's sad, but it's also like time is different when you're dead, I think. I don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
like, she's probably not aboard. I mean, my husband and I talk a lot about this a lot because he's got a lot of minute, like stand-up minutes on ghost stuff. And so we're our ghost just sitting around bored, basically. I feel like that can't be true. I feel like they would just be so bored that they would just be like, take me to heaven, take me to hell, take me anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, did the ghost manifest into my grandmother, you know, or is that, I don't know, but my grandmother was that was the thing, so she was a good person, you know. So is it hell? Or like, are we stuck here by ourselves as a ghost just walking around Earth? You know, it's like, I don't know.
Or
Too
maybe her,
too
some of her energy is here and she's also somehow
yeah.
ascended. But like now I'm worried. Now I'm like, was she right the whole time? And that we just don't
Right.
know.
And then I guess I get two more, definitely another one that was involving my father. So my father bought this duplex in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
Okay. All these
So
places I
another
never knew existed.
old New England town, yeah. New Hampshire. And so he would go to Florida. He was kind of a snowbird. He would go to Florida during the winter, rent the space out, then he'd come back and then live in one of the units. He actually ended up living in the barn at one point. He converted the barn just to make more money for the units.
Oh, that's awesome.
But when he had, yeah, pretty much got the house and he moved into one of the units, one night he heard, actually, I think the other unit was empty, but he heard this huge like banging. Yeah. And so the attic was finished, and to get up into the attic, which was another bedroom and one of the units, you have to open the door from the floor. So it wasn't like you go up and open the door like the side, you'd have to like push the door open. And it would fold over to the floor. So, and it was pretty heavy. So it would take, you know, it's not just the wind's gonna blow it, you know, open. So you heard that one night going back and forth, back and forth, and then stop and he didn't think anything of it. The next day he went over to check it out, and in the kitchen, all the drawers and the pantry doors are just all open,
Oh my
and the
God.
drawers are, yeah.
Oh my God,
So,
that's awesome. Was he so freaked out?
Yeah, he was a little freaked out, but he was always kind of very I guess like a spiritual person and kind of very philosophical, so
Did he
let
do
him be.
anything? Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, did he do anything to
Yeah.
like clear the energy or anything like that?
No, it's just is what it is. Like I said, he was my friends or my sister's like boyfriends, so I would call him the Enigma. He was just very, very smart guy, but always kind of to himself and just I mean, even to BU, took graduate courses at Harvard, but ended up being a Mason, so he could work for himself, get away from government, live up in the woods in New Hampshire,
Got
build
it.
his own house, build his own houses. Yeah, my dad would wake up 4:30 every morning, no alarm clock, no sun out, get ready for work. He'd go load the truck up. He had a huge garden every year, probably planted over 1 million flowers and plants in his
Oh my
lifetime.
God.
Tend to the garden and plants and like beautiful with the landscaping that he'd do himself and just do all this, very blue collar kind of stuff around the house and his job. Go to work, finish by maybe 3. Go to the store, buy a 12-pack of beer, start drinking it on the way home. Get home, cook his dinner every time, all every night. So, drink more beers. He'd probably by the end of the night he'd be 8 or 9 beers into a 12-pack. Watch the news, and then go to sleep by 10,
Honestly,
maybe
nice
at
life.
latest. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds pretty nice. Aside from
So,
the getting up so early part.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
That's
yeah,
crazy.
definitely some, close, family ghost stories.
So you, I would assume, have always believed in ghosts because you've had this since you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I guess, I've never seen anything, but the whole thing with the at my grandmother's house, that was
That's so much. Yeah, that's
that's
wild.
yeah.
But you
So
have
didn't
had your
really get to see it.
own, like, sort of
Yeah,
mini
something.
experience that you saw.
Yeah, this happened just recently. When was that? October, maybe? So we have Ring cameras in our place, and with the security cameras, motion triggers them, so you get a notification. And one night, I know no one's home, and it's linked to my phone. I get a notification, so I turn it on. I see these like lights. It's dark, and I see these lights, and I'm just like, oh, it's the reflection, coming through the window. It triggered the camera, so I turn it off. About 2 minutes later, notification again. Turn it on, and it's the lights again. So now I'm like watching it. It's three circular lights,
Just
and
floating around without
floating
like,
around, and I'm like, what the
yeah.
heck is that? And again, I'm just like, is this something shining through the window?
This is
And
orbs, baby.
yeah, so then I'm like, all right, whatever, I'm not like, I don't really care. So, and I'm in Florida, so 2 or 3 minutes later, boom, it goes on again. So I turn it on, and now I'm like, hey, I told my friend, hey man, come here, check this out. And he's like, what the fuck is that? And sure enough, it's three or light, like just circles of white light. And you can tell they're not reflecting on a wall. They're like going in and out and around, and they're captivated by the camera. I feel like the light or the electricity or
Oh.
whatever, the energy from the camera, and it's watching it is like, and so
It's
they're
like
watching it.
attracting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So your friend was like, these are orbs.
Well, he's like, no, he's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I don't know, dude. What is that? Aliens, fucking, nanotechnology? Is it spirits, ghosts? But they were
And
very captivated and attracted to the Ring camera. So it's have some sort of energy or the blue light or whatever the camera, the night vision camera,
did it freak you out? Were you like, I feel like I
Yeah, a
need
little bit.
to travel back from Florida and go home and check this
No.
out?
No, it was more like, what the heck? Aliens, I guess.
And did
Wow.
you have anyone else staying in your home, like at this time, that just wasn't home?
No, yeah, my partner, but she wasn't home.
Okay, but you weren't like afraid for her to come home or anything.
Oh no, I told her, but she believes in that stuff too, so
So she's like,
she's a she has her own story. She was a healer, like energy healer.
my gosh. Why did you say was? Because I'm like, if you're an energy healer, isn't that like a sort of vocation?
Because she got too much for her. She started hearing like dead people and stuff, and like because her channels were so open, and the woman she worked for, this really, famous healer in Beverly Hills, like he got this gift, but she was just like too much for her.
Oh
And
my
then even the
gosh.
energy healing is too much because she takes on the other, the damaged
Person.
energy. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That is fascinating. How did she get into that? She just was born with this gift and she just recognized it?
She kind of had it, and then when she was out here, the lady came up to her and she's like, "Hey, you have a gift."
That's like when people
Basically,
come up to you and are like, I want you to be a model or a movie star. Like, oh, it's like the energy version of that, which is like a story that everyone wants to happen that doesn't really happen.
yeah,
That's amazing. Holy cow.
you
So
could,
what does she do
yeah, if you,
now?
she's a partner with me at the comedy. We own a comedy club.
Amazing.
So it's called Comedy Boulevard, BLVD. Our
Okay.
IG handle is Comedy Boulevard, BLVD, LA.
Great.
That's our Instagram. Yeah, we got mics. I've got, oh, anyone want to try? We got mic open mics, literally typically 3 to 9 every day. So
Oh,
people come and
gosh.
work out their material. Yeah. And then
Holy cow.
we have shows. Like we have a show tonight. We had a show last night. I produce too. I produce at the Comedy Store at La Jolla and here and then across the country.
You want to plug any handles, socials, anything else that you want to plug for about the club or about you?
Yeah, so my handle is Jason Rogers, ROGERSANC. It stands for not the movie theater, American Me Comedy. That's my staple comedy show production. I've been doing that for years all over the country. And my show, American Me Comedy, that's American Me Comedy on Instagram as well. Both of them on Facebook. And then Comedy Boulevard again, Comedy BLVD LA. That's the IG. Go to our link tree. We got all links to shows and mics. And yeah, come on through.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you liked this podcast, please rate and review it. And you can follow me on social media at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, thanks.